T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Oh boy. Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I don't know why I did that. I'm sorry. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. You also hear me in Portland on KNRK and on Alt 94.7 in Sacramento. Thanks to anyone who's joining me from there. You're probably here to hate listen, and I get it. I'm here to hate listen to my own voice, too. Tomorrow's a big day. Tomorrow, I start talk therapy. As opposed to like physical therapy, which I've done a number of times, I will be doing Zoom therapy with a therapist, not just with like a chicken or something. That would be awesome, though. You think it would be therapeutic to watch a chicken for like an hour to see what a chicken does? I actually think it would. I think I might be on to a supplemental therapy. I don't think it could take the place of talking with a professionally trained person, but I've often thought that if I went back and did a different skill set, that I might like to listen to people talk, be a talk therapist myself. My wife would probably say that I'm awful at talking and love interrupting, so maybe that's the challenge, right? Maybe that's how you do it. I don't know what to expect from a therapy session via Zoom, huh? I know that I'm a mess and I'm super stressed out and like got to tackle those things so that way they don't become other kinds of problems. I think some people end up boozing or eating or fighting, or maybe they don't see it coming and let depression get a hold of them. And I don't understand depression. I'm not a clinical psychologist or psychiatrist or anything like that, but I'm just saying that like maybe you don't see the signs coming on because you're deflecting into something else. Not that you can, like, stop it happening, okay? Yeah. It's weird because I don't feel nervous about talking to somebody. I don't like the concept of it taking a long time. Like, I don't like the concept of this being a years-long process. I like the idea of, like, this is a little too simplified, but of like a car mechanic and you're like, the brakes are squeaking, and then they change the brake pads and the brakes no longer squeak. But I don't think mental health is that simple that you could just like change the parts. Oh, it's his arm. That's why he's upset. Put a new arm on there. There he goes. Boo-boo. Anyway, I'll let you know how it goes. If I talk about it too much, you can always tell me to stop. But then that makes you the jerk, doesn't it? All right. Well, what do we got going on? Oh, boy. There's not a lot of good stuff happening, but someone's sticking up for us. Also, have you ridden a bus yet? Is that a thing that you've done? Have you gotten onto public transportation? I understand some people can't avoid it. That's what you got to do to keep working. I personally can't imagine hopping on one. Have you done it? Things changed today.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today, coronavirus, almost 500 new cases and 2 new deaths confirmed in Washington state. Before you head out to catch the bus, I know it's been months of no fares. They're bringing them back today. They're trying to keep riders from having direct contact with drivers, but you'll once again have to boop when you go in to get into the bus. KC Metro is suggesting contactless payment methods. Boop. Yeah, like Orca cards to limit exposure. Following hundreds of complaints nationwide, Washington State Attorney Bob Ferguson has sued a local ticketing agent, Brown Paper Tickets, over lack of payment to venues and artists and refunds to eventgoers, totaling more than $6 million, reports the Seattle Times. And finally, Boeing's top leadership is going to be meeting today to decide the fate of the 787 Dreamliner program, reports the SeattleTimes.com. Partially built in Everett and the other part built in South Carolina. They're not selling planes. They got two places making them. They're going to go make them where it's cheaper because there's no union labor. This could be super crappy for a bunch of people's jobs. As a personal note, I will be bummed if this actually goes through as reported yesterday because there's something awesome about watching Big Airplane with my boy.
You just got news.
An update from the news where I talk about... So here's how it worked. Boeing on Tuesday let it slip like companies do to let the headlines start happening before the announcement that there was going to be they were going to shut down the Everett plant. And so we kind of knew it was going to happen, but now it is officially official. Since I recorded that segment right there, it is official that by mid-2021, around this time or sooner, next year, they won't be building the 787 in Everett anymore. And that is a giant bummer for the things I talked about. The job loss could be as high as 30,000 jobs affected by this. I don't know specifically if it's loss or just restructuring, reshuffling. I talked to a Boeing friend of mine, and he said they'll just put a different aircraft line in here and take the burden off of somewhere else and spread around the pain a little bit. I don't know, though. I don't know if anyone's buying airplanes, right? I hope it's okay. I have so many great memories of taking my sweet little boy to watch the airplanes. He was just 1 year old and just loved. He could barely stand up. He just loved. He'd go, and see the airplane go flying over. Such beautiful memories of that. I guess we'll be going a ton, even when it's raining or crappy out, just to see the... specifically, it's the Dream Lifter, which is the big airplane that carries the pieces of the Dream Liner around between the different places where it's assembled. It's typically between Nagoya, Japan, Charleston, South Carolina, and then there's like an Air Force base in the middle of the country that some stuff happens. Anyway, it's like it's mainly assembled from a few different places. Oh, speaking of which, I just got a FlightAware pop-up saying that I can expect big airplane to show up at Payne Field at 10:49 this morning. I've got a meeting at 11, otherwise I would go. Yeah, we just have so many huge memories of going and seeing this big airplane fly by, and I absolutely love it, and am like pretty openly crushed that it's going away. Not more so than like people who are losing their jobs. That's the worst. But I am really bummed for this like bonding experience that I have with my kid. Yeah, that sucks. All right, so I have two stories that I could pick from here, and I gotta go Triscuits. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! My God, some incredible and likely stoned human called Sage Boggs discovered what the name Triscuit actually means. You know, the ultra-dry yet inexplicably amazing crackers? The try has nothing to do with the number three. Instead, back in the early 1900s, they were the only electricity-baked crackers. What? Triscuits, as confirmed by Nabisco, borrow the T-R-I from the word electricity. They're electricity biscuits! Incredible! Oh, so that's how you catch a Pikachu. Yeah, Pikachu on this. Sorry. What else? Facebook is tying Messenger and Instagram messages together, so you can carry on a conversation between the two from either source. This is excellent for that one friend you chat with in three places, but then can't remember which one they sent the nudes to. I'm kidding, no one's ever sent me nudes. And finally, in an effort to search for lost people in the wilderness, paramedics are testing out a new jet suit to fly around looking for potentially injured or missing persons. That's cool that we're using it for positive, but how long until we add lasers and start having people fight in the sky? The other one, I said that there's two stories to choose from. The other story was about Google introducing an AI into their photo editing software that can help make the auto adjustments better for you. So there you go. Look at Google Photos. All right. Thanks for listening. If you tell someone about this, you know, someone else that listens to the end, or you happen to be like, oh, I met Gregor or something like that, tell them to listen to the end of the show show. You can hear me be bummed out.
This is the end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.